is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Most of our TSA employees are working without pay.
And Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem is hoping airport travelers hear her message of blame.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
A video for the nation's airports featuring DHS Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the gridlock. But major hubs are refusing to play it, citing the video's blatant political message.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Agents tear-gassed protesters at a car crash in Chicago. ICE agents chasing an undocumented immigrant who tried to get away.
Residents nearby gathering at the scene. The crowd growing hostile, throwing eggs at federal agents, then rocks. Agents responding by firing tear gas. Several people were arrested.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, Los Angeles, now issuing a state of emergency to help people who encounter ICE agents. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. A bill restricting student use of cell phones in Wisconsin's K-12 public schools passed the state Senate Tuesday. A survey by the State Department of Public Instruction found most school districts already have policies in place, and it's unclear if Governor Tony Evers will sign the measure into law. Food assistance programs in Wisconsin could soon be impacted by the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials warn that the food share and women, infants, and children programs will no longer be fully funded come November if the government shutdown continues. And a new study shows gun violence against minorities is rising in Wisconsin. A report from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort and the Violence Policy Center shows deaths among Hispanics have increased over 15% from 2021 to 2023, and black residents are 40 times more likely to be killed by a firearm than white residents. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. A few lingering showers possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a stray shower possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 48. A few showers around on Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
99.7
connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Muse Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:12 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. I do have a couple of quick housekeeping things to go over this morning. Again, from the city of Baraboo, the water utility will have Madison Street closed now until further notice to repair a water main at Oak Street and E Street. So again, Madison Street is closed between Oak and E Streets due to an emergency repair of a broken water main. Yep, brand new road. Sounds like they'll be tearing that up already to replace that broken water main. So avoid that area. Also, the alley behind Labyrinth Games is closed due to a sewer main repair. So avoid that area. Just got a quick update on Jay Roberts. He is feeling better. He will be joining us at 11 today. I ended up filling in for him on rather short notice yesterday morning. So, yes, Jay Roberts is back. Feel a little bit better. He'll give us all an update right around 11. So tune in for that. And one other exciting thing I do want to mention. This will be for some of our listeners that remember Vic, a.k.a. Crashman. We're going to air his Halloween special on October 31st, 7 p.m. to midnight. Mace Michaels and I are working on getting that ready to go. So tune in Halloween night to hear Crashman, Vic St. John, from 7 a.m. to midnight. We're putting together a special to honor him, Emily. It's a pretty cool setup. That's something that Mace and I have been doing since, well, since I've been here. And so we lost him, unfortunately, due to COVID. But what a cool show.
Wow, that's exciting news. That'll be fun.
Yeah, all this was happening just as I was going through doing other stuff this morning. And so far, we don't have the right answer on the movie I'm thinking of for We've Only Just Begun, in which movie that appeared in. I'll give everyone one hint. I'm not telling the answer until 7:40 or 8:40, I mean. But The Price is Wrong. That's all I'm going to say. That's the only hint you get. The Price is Wrong. Really?
Yep. I know that from the hints, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, okay. It's not what Rob was telling you. That's all I'm going to say.
No, but I know what that movie, I know that line.
Oh,
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. So, yeah, that's a fan favorite around here. If I'm thinking of the right movie, which
I'm pretty sure you are, and I'm keeping it PG for radio, so.
Yeah, then I'm definitely thinking of the right movie. Yep. Oh, yeah. I sometimes watch that movie just to watch that scene. And then sometimes I just watch that scene on YouTube because it makes me happy.
That
if that says anything about my brain, then great.
So, yeah, you can still text your guesses, 608-355-9970. It is also Global Hand Washing Day, which means it's time to celebrate the 5-year, 7-month anniversary of that fateful March day in 2020 when everyone started actually washing their hands. I'm just kidding, everybody. If you stood at a sink in a public bathroom and looked in the mirror, you've probably glared at plenty of people who walk out without washing their hands, Emily. What does this new survey say?
Not in the women's room. You do not see that. Sorry, guys. Just saying, that is not a commonality in my life. In a new survey, though, 77% of Americans say they see other people leave restrooms without washing their hands. That's
ew.
Up from last year when 68% said the same. I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it's getting worse.
People are getting less hygienic in terms of just, it's good to wash your hands throughout the day, but at least wash them after the bathroom, especially public bathroom. Come on. Ay. As usual, men are the biggest culprits. Shocking. 85% of women report always washing their hands in public restrooms compared with 77% of the men. All right, that's actually surprising, 77%. I don't believe that.
Well,
you're lying.
45% of people admit to sometimes rinsing only with water, no soap. And again, men are more likely than women to skip the soap.
Why even bother if you're not going to
Right. There's soap there for a reason. Why do you just run your hands under the water? You know, I don't get
that. If you're not going to use soap, just walk on out. Like,
right.
Whatever. Just cut to the chase.
Exactly.
Have dirty hands then. Then don't touch anything.
75% of...
Go ahead.
75% of fathers are satisfied with their kids washing their hands enough, but only half of mothers agree. Here's another shocker. What do 93% of Americans say, Emily?
93% of Americans say hand washing is important to maintain their health. And generally, hand washing is more common now than it was before the pandemic. Yeah, I think that it really kind of, hit home for people realizing what, like back when, there was so much unsurety about, I don't think unsurety is a word, but whatever. I just said it on the radio, so it is now. we didn't know how things were spreading, right? So we thought it was because of touch way back at the beginning of the pandemic. So I think people became obsessive about washing their hands, and hopefully some of those habits stuck, maybe not the obsessive part, but at least the consistent part. Right.
Right. Let's hope so. Now, here's the thing. There are times when the bathrooms are so gross that you can't wait to leave. 84% of Americans say that unclean or unpleasant restrooms give them a negative feeling about the business. 60% of Americans say they use paper towels as a shield with doors and faucets. 43% operate the toilet flusher with their foot. 37% hover over the toilet seat rather than sitting directly on it.
That's not that funny. That's like a no-brainer. You have to do that. Come on, girls out there, text me in right now. And you can write on there if it's for me, because you know that that's a necessity.
Oh,
it is.
If they're gross,
Think about like a big, like, if you're like at like a festival, right, or like a, you know, fair or something, and how many people are using the, yeah, you're not trying to touch things. Flushing, no, with the foot, that's a have to, got to do it.
Exactly. Now, what are they
opening and closing doors with the back, with their backside, excuse me, or a foot, 30% people doing that. Yep. 27% operate paper towel dispensers with their elbow, if possible. That's a lot of, you know, get it done with all the different parts. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, great. You think about it, you know, I think it's one of those that, you know, if the public bathroom is gross, you obviously don't have a choice. You're there for a reason, but still wash your hands is what it comes down to. Now, I've been to places, and this is what blows my mind, where the only water in the bathroom is cold water and soap. I mean, I don't understand the logic behind it. I know it's an outdoor building, but I'm thinking that's not helping. Maybe hopefully the soap is disinfecting your hands at that point. Where I used to work, there were signs in the bathroom that said, this amount of blah, blah remains on your hands, trying not to gross everyone out this morning, but you know, the signs were a very important reminder to wash your hands because that particulate remains on your hands and fingers and so forth. So don't be gross. Wash your hands.
That is a very fancy way to talk about certain things. Particulate.
Right. Yeah, I thought you would appreciate
that. We know what we're talking about here. We know what we're talking about.
Yes.
It's gross. And I really appreciate the fact that you just use the phrase grossing people out, because that needs to be used more widely again. Like, we use that all the time growing up, oh, that's grossing me out. I don't know that. I don't hear kids say that, but it's like there's no other way to express that, right?
Right.
Like, it's a verb. You're grossing me out. It's an action.
Grossing me out. It's so grody.
It's so gross. Grody. Gross me out. Gag me with a spoon.
I knew you'd appreciate all the 80s terminology there.
Oh, my God.
So we did get a text from a listener. So the boys and I always go to the very first day of the state fair for the specific reason that the porta potties are all beautiful and clean and smelling good. So they go, choose when they go to the festival, just specifically, you know, so that they can go through it and it's clean the very first day. That's pretty smart, actually. If you think about that, they're like, okay,
yeah,
I know I'm going to go to the festival that day because the porta potties are clean. And by like day 10, you're like, yeah, I can't even go in there without a hazmat suit on.
Yeah. And to boot, those fryers are going to have some cleaner grease at the beginning than they are at the end. So whomever you are that just texted, you are a smart person. I really appreciate that sentiment. First day of the fair, folks, I think it's a real deal. Good thing to shoot for.
It's legit. So, yeah. So you can text us and let us know your thoughts on hand washing. Do you think this is accurate? Or do you know something else you want to share with us? Let's not get too gross this morning. You can text us and let us know your thoughts about hand washing. 608-355-9970. Or you can text them via the free Civic Media app. Do you think one gender is better or worse at doing it? And have you seen anything that just is mind-boggling to you when it comes to hand washing? Again, text us, let us know, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media. Also, just at 8:40, I'm going to reveal which song was in Dave's head with We've Only Just Begun with the Carpenters and which movie that was in. And so if you can figure out which movie we're talking about, text us again, 608-355-9970. The hint was The Price is Wrong. So there you go. Emily, you'll be back at 8:40. We're going to celebrate calendar days, and we're going to reveal which movie was in Dave's head.
All right, everybody, get your thinking caps on. Guess that movie. Then you have all kinds of bragging rights from the morning show and David Emily.
Right. It's all about the bragging rights. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch Baraboo and music by CC Peniston on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work, and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged to talk about the police department and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Your hometown station, Max FM.
Happened to me right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide it.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Morning Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. As a reminder, we have our big deal of the day happening over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local. Save big. 75% off a $25 certificate towards any class at Brushes and Bubbly. That certificate today only. No code required, just $6.25. Brushes and Bubbly offers public and private event paint classes and parties featuring canvas print, wood burning, mosaics, and more. This $25 certificate is towards any class. You must mention the certificate when booking at Brushes and Bubbly. Again, this $25 certificate today only. $6.25, no code required, limited quantities available. You must check out before 11:59 p.m. tonight to take advantage of this offer. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. As a reminder, we're still trying to have everyone figure out which movie we were thinking about with We've Only Just Begun in it. And the hint I had is The Price is Wrong. We will let you know during calendar days which movie that was. As a reminder, from the city of Baraboo, the alley in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue is closed for a sewer main replacement in behind Labyrinth Games. So if you use the alley in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue, basically from Oak Street to Broadway, that alley is closed. Please find an alternate route. Also, Madison Street is closed between Oak and East Streets due to an emergency repair of a broken water main, so find an alternative route. So Madison Street is currently closed until they get that water main replaced. We don't have an ETA on when that will be done. So again, Madison Street is closed between Oak Street and East Street due to that emergency water main repair. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
The cold weather will be here before you know it, and Handy Harry LLC can help you enjoy the inside of your home while it's cold outside. For more than 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Contact them today to discuss a fresh bathroom or kitchen update. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 to find out more about their services, including remodeling, flooring, door installation, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Upcoming soccer games for tomorrow are Sauk Prairie versus Oregon, Reedsburg versus La Crosse Logan, and Wisconsin Dells versus Adams Friendship. Some JV2 football games happening tomorrow are Baraboo versus Sparta and Reedsburg versus Toma. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not the best basketball game, but offensively, we're really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. A few lingering showers possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a stray shower possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 48. A few showers around on Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits. 99.7. Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame. That's all. Say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:38 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Today's showers are likely to start today cloudy, a high of 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 48. On Thursday, we have a slight chance of showers start today, mostly cloudy, a high of 67. Thursday night shower chances continue with a low of 56. Friday, partly sunny, a high of 74. On Saturday, we see a return of shower chances in the morning, clearing out in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 66. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers to start today, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Currently 47 degrees and light drizzle falling outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Now, Emily, you figured out which movie it is, but we're going to wait a little bit after calendar days.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's give it a few more minutes. If anyone has some guesses out there, The Price is Wrong. That's the hint, not the guess.
Yes, The Price is Wrong, which movie Dave was thinking of with We've Only Just Begun. So we'll talk about that in about 7 minutes. And yeah, it's Wendy did text in. She figured out the movie, but she also knows the line very well. So yeah, the TV version of the movie says
it's one of her favorites all day in all movies. I bet she says it to you all the time. Just kidding.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things she says to me, but we'll leave that alone. And it is National Grouch Day today. And looking at this cat is definitely grouchy. To honor the world's favorite grouch, Oscar from Sesame Street, National Grouch Day was created on October 15th. This is the day to celebrate all those grouches we know, or to embrace a grouch that lives inside all of us. So, yes, happy National Grouch Day to all of our grouches out there. If you have a perfect grouch you want to text in, you can let us know who that grouch is, 608-355-9970.
Well, I want to say in honor of National Grouch Day, when I was growing up, I do know how hard parenting is. My dad would say when he would have his moments of grouchiness, he actually turned a grouch into a verb. So he would say, sorry, I grouched at you. So he actually made it into a verb. I think that's a verb, maybe an adverb. I don't know. I'm not into grammar. I'm into grouching. So I love that. We actually have, two books that are called Grouchy Cat, and they are a legit thing that has all the faces of all the grouchiest cats. So might need to bring those books to you, Dave, and you can have a little moment in your rest time in between shows that you can give up the grouchy cat, because they're quite funny.
Yes.
I do really appreciate that. The grouch is just a great word. Like there's no, right? Like, you know, being snappy or snarky, they just don't fit. Grouching is when, you know, you don't mean it, but you're tired. Other things are going on, right? And you just kind of, and that's grouchy. I love it. Oh, good Lord. This one, I can't even. So now my mouth is watering because it's National Cheese Curd Day. You can get the best cheese curds, and I'm talking about the squeaky fresh cheese curds. I'm not talking about the fried ones.
No.
In this moment.
Both are good,
it's
though.
Crazy how you can go to gas stations in Wisconsin and find the best cheese curds in the world.
Right. Well, where else would you expect to find them? You know?
I mean, they're just, and especially like the farther out in the country you get, the better the cheese curds are, right? Because the farmers are bringing them literally right from their farm, like the gas station or convenience store or general store, or, you know, depending on where you are. Love cheese curds. It's an addiction for me. It's getting a bit out of control. Like, I'll buy a bag of cheese curds, and just like if I'm out driving and need to go from place to place and have a long drive, I will like eat half the bag of cheese curds in like 10 minutes. It's not good for you. It's not good for your stomach, but it's so delicious. So whatever, just throw caution to the wind, eat the cheese curds.
Yes, indeed. What else do you see on our calendar days today, Emily?
Well, I see I Love Lucy Day.
I saw that too.
And I do love Lucille Ball was one of the funniest ladies in comedy ever been. The show I Love Lucy is fantastic. If you've never caught an episode, just check it out. It's so different than entertainment today, right?
Well,
so, I Love Lucy's fantastic.
And if you do want to watch it, you can go watch that on Antenna TV 43, Spectrum Cable Channel 10. That is a regular show on Cable Channel 10, among others, including Bonanza. And I saw that Dragnet was on there the other day as well. Not that I'm sitting in my office and watching TV, but I Love Lucy was on there and some great episodes.
You do have a TV in the office. I know it's for work, but, yes, you know, it's on. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to do that for work. It's
for work purposes. I never watch sporting events in there or anything like that.
No. Well, see, we all get the truth about Dave right here live on the morning show. about what he quote unquote never does.
Yes. Nope. I'm always working
never
in my office.
With the playlist.
No, I never mess with the library or play songs
on the song Pony.
Yeah.
I heard that one.
So. Yeah. Well, we also had Lady in Red, which was not in our library, but we played it anyways. Awesome. Also, awesome. Today, October 15th in our calendar days, it is White Cane Safety Day. White Cane Safety Day is observed annually today. It's a day dedicated to visually impaired people. The white cane represents her remarkable achievements and symbolizes her independence. So, yes, I've known people in that situation, and, you know, it's one of those things that are just troopers. I mean, the one guy I knew, he could hear anything I was saying a mile away. I'm not even kidding you, because his hearing was that well. And so where that had picked up and made up for it. So, yeah, he could hear everything. So it was a very neat experience there. Also, this one I'm celebrating today, and I'm almost stepping out the door because I just found out it is National Lemon Bar Day. It is celebrated today. It was created in 2019 by Michael McCarthy after he organized a bake sale and discovered that many people had never had a lemon bar before. I'm like, how can that be possible? Shortbread crust and lemon curd filling. Mmm, so tasty. I am already all over this. I am about ready to step outside of the studio to go find a lemon bar. I know exactly where I'm going in about 5 minutes. So, yes, National Lemon Bar Day today. If you know somewhere,
wow, Dave's just excited about the lemon bar.
I love myself a good lemon bar. Now I've seen the picture of.
Let us know how that goes.
That crust on the bottom, that lemon curd in the middle, and that powdered sugar on top. Yeah, I'm going on a mission in about 4.5 minutes just down the road. They're listening, so if you want to have one of those ready, I'll see you guys just before 9 o'clock.
Wow, I love how live radio looks. He's literally ordering himself up lemon bars on the air right now. That's fantastic. But he's also supporting small businesses in downtown Baraboo. So you know what? It's great. Another way to treat your palate is with mushrooms, as it is National Mushroom Day. Fungi are so amazing. There is so much more to mushrooms than meets the eye. They are probably, my son and I talk about mushrooms a lot because it's just a really incredible piece of nature that there's just so much more going on. They have their whole, like, their own plant kingdom, you know, scientific name going on. Like, they're just very special. But I was scrolling down here, and I'm not a big scroller, but I wanted to learn more about what was all about Mushroom Day. And I came down to the bottom here, and it says, throw a shroom cook-off. I really like that. So invite friends and family and coworkers to show off the best mushroom dishes or try a new one and then have a little competition. I really, really love that. So we're big fans of mushrooms in our family. Of course, we don't love them all, but they're fun to experiment with. There's a lot going on with mushrooms. So, you know, the more you know, we do like to do that. Wasn't that like a PBS thing? It would go ding dong, the more you know.
That was the after school special, wasn't it? Youth.
If anyone knows what that was.
That was that after school special.
Like I can't, if anyone knows why we say the more you know. Tell us. Inquiring minds want to know. There's another one from the 80s. Boy, we're just regurgitating all the good ones here.
Yes, we are.
It is also National Expense Report Day. And the reason I really like this one, not that, you know, I have an expense account of any kind because I'm an entrepreneur and then you don't have that. But National Expense Report Day, we like to share the imagery that we get in our content that we get for calendar days. And there's like just like the quintessential like old school boss looking guy, like holding up a bunch of receipts and your face, like with a stuffy looking suit and just kind of smiling at you saying like, I'm going to take your money. So anyway, that's what that's about. I just, if you have an expense account and you have to report that, be thoughtful because that's today.
It is today.
And I don't know what hagfish are. Can you enlighten me? What are hagfish? Because it's hagfish day.
I saw that picture and I'm like, National Hagfish
Day. I don't like that
picture. Day.
It makes me feel yucky.
That just looks very, I'm trying to even think of how to describe it. It reminds me of snakes. And it's observed every year on October 15th to celebrate the importance of hagfish, the squiggly, slimy fish species. It's considered the ugliest fish species, but they play a vital role in the ecosystem and equilibrium with marine life. So, yeah, they're important. And as we wrap up calendar days before we get to the movie that we've been anticipating, it is the most important day, Global Hand Washing Day, as we talked a little bit earlier. Don't be gross. Wash your hands, please. That is just, I see so many people that don't do it, and you know where your fingers and hands have been, and it's just like, yeah, wash your hands. I mean, that just, I think it goes without saying. I like the signs where I used to work, and they were very descriptive and picturesque. And yeah, I kind of chuckle about that. All right. We've been hinting about we've only just begun. In The Price is Wrong, Bobby is from the TV version. And so, yeah, I've actually got a little bit of this queued up, and I won't play it too long, but here we go.
Shut up, Happy. I feel bad about me.
That is from Happy Gilmore. That was Chubbs after the incident with the alligator. We'll just call it that. And yes, they did we've only just begun. And so that was from Happy Gilmore. So for anyone that was curious, we did have someone who texted in and had that right. So.
Yeah, I got it with the hint. I didn't get it with the song. I don't remember the song being in there, but now I do. Thank you for the clip. Yep, Happy Gilmore, Bob Barker. Just watch it on YouTube. That's all I got to say. It's great. It's great. But it is not appropriate for on the air. So
no!
The Price is Wrong, Bobby, is what we're saying.
Yeah, The Price is Wrong, Bobby.
Bobby.
I love that TV version of it, and I never have laughed so hard when I saw the TV version of Happy Gilmore. I've not watched Happy Gilmore 2 yet. Wendy, we've got to try to do that this weekend. That is something. Maybe we should do that. And depending on what the weather does, maybe we'll watch a movie this weekend, get the popcorn out, and that would be great. I've got to watch that movie. Okay, that's on my mind. I'm going to go get my lemon bar here in just a minute. And so that is what I'm doing. So if anyone's curious, that is actually going to happen. I'm going to sneak out the door for 5 minutes and go grab a lemon bar. So hopefully they've got one ready for me just down the block from us, Emily. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning.
You are magical. You will have a lemon bar. I believe in you. And I will be back tomorrow morning. Everybody have a super great Wednesday. It is Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, folks. Let's do this. It's going to be a beautiful week. Get out there and enjoy the fall colors and have a wonderful Wednesday.
Indeed. And also real quick, Emily, I sent you an email. If you want to take a quick look at that, I need a quick answer on that as well. So that's how we get stuff done in the morning show here.
Look at that.
Multitasking at its finest. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. I'll be hanging out with you till 11. And yes, Jay Roberts will be in today. He's feeling a little better. So yes, he'll be in at 11 o'clock today, but I'm hanging out with you until 11. Again, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. And we're about to hear about our big deal of the day.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Creative classes at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso. Experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at this creative artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Share a painting class with friends at Brushes and Bubbly. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
4 lines for $90 a month and 4 of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi,
this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for a fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Community. just what I want to be. Town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town.